We've been thinking about something like this for quite a long time, but it's only in the last 2 or 3 years the momentum really picked up.
Dr. Ken Ford is the founder and CEO of the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. He's talking about the new doctoral program in intelligent systems and robotics.
And as probably everyone's aware, intelligent systems, and particularly AI systems, are of increasing importance and generally poorly understood. This is a broad program ranging all the way from the intelligent systems to the hardware of the robots. And so it'll be very much personalized to each individual PhD student. It's not one size fits all.
According to a 2012 study by the National Robotics Initiative, robotics technology is expected to become as widespread over the next few decades as computer technology is today. The United States Bureau of Labor Statistics Occupational Outlook Handbook projects a 19% growth rate for computer and information technology research scientists over the next 10 years. So IHMC and the Hal Marcus College of Science and Engineering at UWF have teamed up to create this unique program.
There is a huge demand, whether it's locally, nationally, in the state of Florida, for people who really understand what intelligent systems are and what robotics do.
Dr. Mohammed Kabu is the chair of the Electrical and Computer Engineering Department at UWF and is the interim director of this new program.
There are only 3 other programs of the same nature nationwide. There are no such programs here in the state of Florida, so we will be the first in the state of Florida.
Dr. Kabu says that since this PhD is so unique, they are pretty much writing the program from scratch.
The curriculum has been developed in collaboration with IHMC, so it's going to involve professors from UWF, also researchers from IHMC, so it is truly a collaboration.
The program will be a training ground for professionals who want to develop future technologies. And while it's always cool talking about robots, this technology is becoming a part of everyday life, from smartphones to smart homes to advanced GPS systems for your car.
It's mostly research, but a lot of this research is hands-on, building robots. So for the folks that do robotics per se, the hardware side of it, sure, tons of hands-on building robots. For the other folks in the broader area of intelligent systems, a lot of it will be in software.
Dr. Ken Ford also says he expects some people already working at IHMC to apply for this program. As for the other students in the initial class, Dr. Kabu says they'll be very selective about who gets in.
We made this kind of flexible, so naturally it's going to be open to computer scientists, to engineering students, whether it's electrical, computer engineering, mechanical engineering. So we left it kind of flexible to attract the creme de la creme. This is a program of excellence, so we are expecting a huge demand for it, and we will be very, very selective.
And as in demand as seats in this new program will be, the graduates will likely be in even more demand.
It's the technology of the future. You know, you hear about smart this, smart that. There is a huge demand for graduates with such knowledge. The sky is the limit, really.
It's very hard to hire somebody with a PhD in a field related to AI or robotics. Silicon Valley snaps them all up pretty aggressively. So these folks will have lots of options from academia to industry, whatever happens to float their boat.
The new doctorate in intelligent systems and robotics at the University of West Florida will begin in the fall of 2019. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.